Warning, the following podcast may contain spoilers. It may also contain content too frightening for people with a weak disposition. If you're too frightened to carry on, we suggest that you go and listen to some soothing music, light a candle and hide underneath a blanket. If you're ready to carry on, follow us into a world of 100 horrors.
You are listening to...
Surprise!
She's just a devil woman.
Surprise, because we're back.
I was going to go, she's a devil!
Oh, yeah.
Didn't do that. Hello!
Calm down,
bro. It's my podcast. It's not my podcast.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of 100 Horrors.
We're back. Told you
we would be. We found a film that we want to do. Hang on. Change the settings on this. Check one, two. There we go.
As you can see, as slick of an operation as ever.
So anyway, this week we're talking about a fairly new film for us. It came out in 2023. It's still in cinemas, though, in some of them at the minute. Also on Shudder. It's Late Night with the Devil. And I keep forgetting what it's called. Every time I go look it up, I kept forgetting. But Late Night with the Devil.
Date Night with the Devil.
Directed and written by Cameron and Colin Cairns. Starring David Dastmalchian as Jack Delroy. Laura Gordon as June Ross Mitchell. Ingrid Torelli as Lily. And Reese Otero as Gus McConnell. Synopsis. Apologies, I tried to write one, it was rubbish. So I just nicked one off the internet.
Oh, you should do
can't
it.
Do it.
You can do
It'd
it.
It'd be terrible. With his ratings plummeting, late night talk show host Jack Delroy desperately needs a boost. After all, he's been chasing Johnny Carson's The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson for too long. So to put his night owls back on the map, Jack comes up with an occult-themed 1977 Halloween special featuring a medium, a professional skeptic, a parapsychologist, and a satanic cult survivor. After a violent communication with the spirit, you might want to watch this, Dad. This is going to ruin it for you.
I just realised. He won't be able to watch it. It'll be on Shudder.
It's a good film. Really good.
I'll watch it.
Anyway, a parapsychologist and a satanic cult survivor. After a violent communication with the spirit, the medium, Christu, dies of a cardiac arrest on his way to the hospital. But some forces are beyond human comprehension, and his hair-raising incidents keep the audience on edge and viewers guessing. America is in for a nasty surprise for Sweeps Week, the night Jack televised evil.
Well, it's good, that.
Budget was 1 to 1.5 million.
Wow.
There wasn't a release, but they reckon it's about that. The box office, any guesses?
I don't feel like people go to the cinema anymore. I'm going to say 20 million. No, 17 million.
6.3.
11.2 million.
Ooh, people don't go to the movies anymore. Everyone's watching it on Shudder. Yeah, that's
exactly. If it wasn't on Shudder, I would have gone to the cinema to see it.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered.
So. Yeah. Hence why people don't go to the box office anymore.
Taglines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Two are the same. I'll explain.
I don't know.
A 1970s late night talk show goes to hell in this fiendish horror thriller.
It's just a description.
Yep. The live television event that shocked a nation.
Yep.
Exorcism with a twist.
All right, we're getting there. Yeah. More of a tagline.
These are the two that are the same. This one is, do not adjust your set. And the next one is, don't adjust your set. it's too long. Put it down to don't. And the last one, you don't know what he sacrificed to get here.
Oh, my lord.
Scare factor.
Oh, yeah.
The Scare Factor.
Easy. Surname.
Dickinson. I don't know. What happened there, Paul?
I'll give it a 7.
Mediums are a load of rubbish, Matt.
8.5.
I will also give it an 8.5.
It was fantastic.
I
need to talk to you about a medium after this, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. What a good film this was.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Breath of fresh air.
Tell you what, I was... I looked at it and I saw on the category horror comedy. And I was like,
I know.
You're kidding me. This is going to be terrible. And then it wasn't a comedy at all.
I think just the Night Owls as a TV show is funny. I think that's why it was probably under horror comedy.
Yeah, and I think that suckers you in a bit because it's a sort of like innocent, quite edgy talk show. And yeah. All this horrible stuff happens.
I feel like I would watch Night Owls back in the 70s. It looked like a really good show. But as a horror, this is really clever. I'll jump in here. So the way the show works, it's kind of like found footage, isn't it? Like where you have... So it's lost tapes, isn't it? It's a lost episode where the devil showed up to the recording of the show, and then you get behind the scenes footage in the commercial breaks as well. And that was a really good format. It had the potential to be very cheap, but it just wasn't. It was very well executed.
So just to, that synopsis is a bit rubbish, but basically, in a nutshell, so Jack Del Roy is competing with Johnny Carson. And he's like trying anything to beat the ratings, the Nielsen ratings, and it's Sweeps Week, which is a thing in America.
What's Sweeps Week?
So I googled it. It's basically
the Nielsen rating, isn't it?
It's the Nielsen rating. So it's when TV shows put the best, or channels put the best, best of the best, basically, because it's when advertisers, I think the bid, it's when they release the budget. So if you have a really high Nielsen rating, then they'll give you a load of money as an advertiser because they think, well, you're getting however many million. So you're the best. Right, okay. Yeah. So we'll give you a lot of cash.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's trying to compete with Johnny Carson. Another thing that happens is his wife dies a year earlier of cancer. And it's touched upon in the documentary about that. And he is also a member of the Grove, which is I'll touch on that in the trivia.
Like the Bohemian Grove. I knew you'd like that.
I like that. I went down a right rabbit hole with it.
Yeah.
It's basically with a huge spoiler. Turns out that he's had some sort of ritual in the Grove to get success. And he's basically sacrificed his wife to get this success.
Nothing wrong with that.
By this this demon called Abraxas, which is channeled on the show. And there's an exorcism that happens on the show. And the exorcism scene is brilliant as well. But yeah. Anyway, we'll get into that. Carry on. Go watch it if you haven't seen it.
It was really nice quality as well. It felt a little HD for something that should have been shot in 1977. I wish they'd just shot it in SD. That would have been good. But then later on, the special effects are extremely low budget, where the practical effects are anyway, like really, really low budget. But every now and then they'll drop in some special effects that just don't work. So when Christu, the medium, when he's sick everywhere, It doesn't look very good. It looks like bad CGI.
Do you think they've done that on purpose?
No, I think it was budget constraints. I reckon anyway. I might be wrong.
I'll explain.
But then the practical effects were very good. What, you explain now?
Oh, no,
trivia. What an intro as well. The documentary.
Brilliant.
Jack, love that.
Before we touch on that, I've never seen a film with so many of those intro cards. You know, where it's like...
Number one, a lot of title cards.
Yeah, there was about
so
eight of them.
So many title cards.
And I kept thinking, like, oh, here we go. This film's going to be good. And it was just another title card. But a shout out to Good Fiend.
Good Fiend had the best one.
It was like the claymation thing.
Yeah, really good.
Absolutely brilliant.
So, but like, just the format is good. Gone down, should have...
Very original.
Doing very, very good films at the moment. Should have found their niche with the type of films they're making, which I think are very, very good. But then at the same time, this broke away from convention, and it was... I just like something original. I feel like horror's grown stale. We need something new.
Not anymore.
This is not anymore. But now watch, there'll be a wave of this type of thing coming up.
I hope not. He's brilliant, by the way.
He was very good.
David, what do you call him, his surname?
David Dooley.
Stacey Dooley.
David Dasmalchian.
He's got a face. He's
also in Dune. David Dasmalchian is a Dune.
He's in Dark Knight. You are?
He's in Batman. Dune. He was a bad guy in Batman, wasn't he?
He's in Dark Knight, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I saw him from.
He's got a face. Cool. His face is brilliant.
Yeah, like most people, he's got a face, yeah.
Not that lady where that monkey went mad.
Yeah.
Long hair, aren't you?
Huh?
He's got a face.
He looks like an evil Noel Fielding. Noel Fielding's no angel, is he?
Yeah. He's got a very sort of like sneaky, deceptive, sort of nasty face. I think it's brilliant.
But
perfect
at the same time,
the
plays
perfect
Jack Delroy really friendly, doesn't he? Does a great job of
but
that.
But he's not friendly, is he? Because he sacrificed his wife.
Well, he cried a bit at the end, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
How else are you going to beat Johnny Carson?
Every cloud.
Off of here's Johnny.
The Grove. Anything to do with stuff like that. Alex Jones. Have you seen the Alex Jones
footage? I can't
listen
to him. He makes me feel
sick. No, but have you seen...
Oh, I have seen the footage
of him
going in. But I can't... Where he's like...
I've not seen that. I've read a lot about the Grove, and I think it's just a boys' club.
Grove Street.
Nothing goes on.
Mm.
And they do like rituals, but it's just out of tradition. It's like the Masons.
It's just weird, though. Why would you do rituals?
Because imagine if you're
a fraternity, isn't it?
You're a billionaire, and literally everything you do is watched. And that's the one place in the world where you can go and get drunk and kick off.
I'd dress up like
not be, you know, no press around.
Stone cutter.
Didn't it talk about, what do you call it? Well, come back to me, I can't remember.
Right, so go through my notes.
Manhattan Project.
The Manhattan Project was the bomb, wasn't it?
They decided it at the Grove.
That was disgusting.
It's basically it's a networking event, isn't it? But
it's
then
not supposed
have to
be.
Do lots of. I know it's not supposed to be, but it's gonna be.
Just bum each, other.
Basically, it was like
it's a man's prerogative.
It was decided to drop the bomb at the Manhattan decided to drop the bomb at the Grove. Apparently, there's a particular room where it happened.
Mm.
Right. Very good concept. Very original concept, I think.
Yeah.
I've never seen a film like it. I really like the intro as well. It sets it up brilliantly. So it's Thingy Ironside. What's his name?
I don't know.
Ironside.
Who's Ironside?
Jeremy Isn't that Ironside? Series? Michael Ironside? Hang on.
Is that the detective that's in a wheelchair?
Yeah, there's also that. But
Ironside. Too much.
Actor. Michael Ironside.
Michael Ironside.
He's narrating it. That guy. With the eyebrows.
Oh, yeah.
He's the narrator.
Oh, yeah, he did a good job of it.
Yeah. And it's set up like a cable. You know who he is. Michael Ironside.
No, he's in a wheelchair.
With the eyebrows.
It's like a cable TV, like, documentary. It's like, for the first time, the footage has been unlocked. Some of the acting is a bit wooden, though. I think Carmichael's a bad actor.
Which
one
is he?
Plays Carmichael.
Who's Carmichael?
Is he the skeptic?
Oh, the skeptic.
The skeptic, who's based on, what's his face?
Oh, the great, Randy.
Yeah, Randy.
James Randy.
Yeah. He hams it up a bit much.
He does, doesn't he?
I found the whole thing very gripping. I like the OG practical effects.
Good moustache.
I'd say 2 points were less lost on... Did I give it 8 or 8.5?
8.5.
1.5 points were lost on his acting and the fact that the behind-the-scenes shots were just unbelievable. And then the end as well, when it all goes mental at the end. Obviously, that couldn't have been caught on camera. So, yeah, it was a good ending, but I was thinking all the way through, like, how did they film this in his head?
I was disappointed with the ending.
Yeah.
I was disappointed.
Basically, at the end, again, massive spoiler alert, but the demon tricks, whatchamajigger?
Jack Delroy.
Jack Delroy's, not Jack Del Rio. Jack Delroy's... It tricks him into like murdering the girl who's possessed, basically.
He was thinking it was his wife.
He's putting his wife out of misery.
But I wonder if Abraxas had streamed that to the TV somehow.
Yeah.
He's like a shit, isn't he?
Yeah, isn't he?
Yeah. Trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait.
Juan, the film was based in 1977, as this was the year that the Satanic Temple, which is an inspiration for the Abraxas cult, was founded.
True.
False.
Okay.
No, so it was inspired by that. So the founder was called Zandor or something or other, and you've got Anton Zandor LaVey, who found the Satanic Temple. But that was founded in the 60s. But it basically... Because you kind of have to know about the sweeps, and you wouldn't know anyway, but so the sweeps week is they start basically putting the best shows on a Monday, something like it's a Monday. It has to be a Monday. And basically in 1977, it was the only year that Halloween fell on a Monday night.
Yeah.
So yeah, they used that year.
Just lie.
number two, the Night Owl name was inspired by the real life Bohemian Grove.
True. Because they're burning owl, don't they?
I think so.
Here we go.
It's nothing amazing.
Oh.
The main amphitheatre is, there's a huge owl carved out of a big redwood, I think it is.
Is it, do they burn the owl? I don't think, no, they don't.
No, they don't. Apparently they do a big theatre production. It costs like hundreds of thousands to do this theatre production. And it's kind of like old theatre where, you know, when women weren't allowed in the theatre, so lots of cross-dressing going on, apparently.
Yeah, told you.
And they bring in, so apparently they bring in a lot of artists, like really famous ones to play, but they can only play there once in the roles. So I basically, on if you can go on Reddit, there's an Ask Me Anything with a person who worked at the Grove. There's loads of people that worked at the Grove. And they said, basically, it's just a load of people getting really drunk and pissing everywhere. And getting like so drunk they have to be carried out. And they were saying that they, like, one day they were serving in this restaurant and Steely Dan were doing a show.
Wow.
It's things like that.
It reminds me of on South Park where they have the Jack and Crack Week.
Yeah, it's like, it sounds like that, yeah.
Jack Lord, Jack Daniels, take a
the
load
hits
crack.
On the Raiders. I think, I can't remember the exact thing behind it, but the person who founded Bohemian Grove was a person who wrote a horror novel.
Stephen King.
And he basically, it Mary sounds Shelley. Like he was like, oh yeah, it wouldn't be fun if we go and do all these rituals. And then they started doing it and then it's just carried on. And that's it, nothing. I imagine things that the untoward go on there because it's people that are untoward. Yeah, yeah. But I don't think anyone's putting curses on people and stuff.
No.
It's just the way people that like, you can pay to go like on a summer camp, which I'd love to do now.
I wonder what the waiting list's like.
Apparently you can invite people there. Can you? So you can bring families, but it's at like 9 o'clock, all the women have to leave apparently.
Yeah, good.
Already, so imagine good that.
Should we join?
Bloody good. Yeah, it's like Haven Holidays, but better.
But people are saying like basically you'd just be there and like someone was sat at a table and then Clint Eastwood sat down next to him. They were just sat having a chat.
Dressed like a woman.
Yeah. Number three, the controversy around this film due to the fact that you used overseas labour to generate some of the special effects.
That happens a lot. False.
I would say false because a lot of it was AI, wasn't it? Oh, was that the backdrop?
False. Yeah, so you just touched on that. So the controversy was the fact that AI was used for the title cards. So, you know, the Night Owl title cards.
Yeah.
That was created by AI. And apparently some of the special effects were as well. So some of the special effects were AI, which is why they look a bit rubbish.
Yeah, good. I hope it stays that way, but it definitely won't.
I take it AI is cheaper than hiring somebody.
Well, it's free, so much you have to pay free. AI? Nothing.
Yeah, fair point, yeah. Shame that.
Get Wally to do it for you. Yeah. Robocop. Number four, Evan Peters, the guy from American Horror Story, was originally cast to play Jack Delroy.
True. No, false. False. Typecast.
I think they probably wanted him but couldn't get him. False.
False.
He's not old enough. Wouldn't have been right for him.
The trivia was rubbish. Number five, the last one, shot with three cameras simultaneously to achieve the live studio look.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true. I was there.
True. Yeah, so they basically shot it with three cameras and they made like a 360 set. So it was kind of filmed like an actual
just make it
TV.
Like
so the reason that it didn't look very good, they were going to use Valve cameras initially. But there was time constraints.
What are Valve cameras?
Like old, I assume it's old cameras. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I thought you might know.
No,
clearly not.
Yeah. Not got a clue.
Old cameras. We're going to use old cameras.
Probably the studio cameras.
Yeah, the big massive
the
ones.
The one at studio. Yeah.
But because of time constraints, they didn't have time to do it and then edit it. They only had a very short shooting window. It's like a 30-day shoot or something like that. So they had to shoot it on digital in the end. And then like make it look old. I think they might use AI to de-age it as well. I'm not sure. Or age it, sorry.
There'll be no one left. Sure.
Careful.
And I say it, the trivia was a bit rubbish.
It's too new. There's not enough trivia come out yet.
I don't think it's that big, really.
It normally is, Arthur. We always find the better the film, the worse the trivia.
Yeah.
Do you know where it was shot?
Where?
Yeah. In a studio.
No, in what country?
Romania.
Ireland.
No, they're all, so it was an Australian cast, and the Cairns were Australians.
Jake Delroy.
So a lot of the actors, apparently, I think that's why that Carmichael sounded really hammy as well, because he's Australian, and he couldn't do a very good accent.
He's the poshest man in Australia.
Yeah. I don't want to die.
He's turning a bloody devil.
But at least I won't die like that. What do you mind?
I think it's quite a few.
So your head spun round because someone doesn't want to.
Really, that was a good thing as well. That, everyone's death was like hinted at. So a few things people said. So
but foreshadow.
When Gus says his
next foreshadow. Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
So someone said like, "Yo, your head's spinning" or something like that. And then he got his neck twisted and snapped. Someone said that Carmichael was all wick and no candle, and then he got burned.
Banned.
He got banned.
That lass got
banned.
That lass got hung by a necklace, didn't she?
Yeah, I don't know what they said about her.
So it said, "Ooh, you're gonna get hung by a necklace, you
pearl. Stop hanging around."
Yeah, something like that. I think the worst death, though, even though it was an imaginary one, the worst death was having a worm burrow out of your eyeball. A giant worm in your brain come out your eyeball.
Yeah,
popping through your chest.
Because it'd be smelly, Paul.
Yeah, it would.
Smelly earth.
Well, I've been there.
Yeah. So we're going to go, should we go, well, that's the one I put out on Instagram.
Yeah, do that one.
What would you say to them at the funeral?
Eye for an eye. The worm's going to head start on him.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I can't contribute.
Stop worming your way into other people's horror films.
Good.
Stop squirming at the back.
Yeah.
We haven't had worms before, have we?
No, we haven't. That's why I thought it was good to do that.
Worm, there's a will, there's a way.
Wiggly, go to heaven or hell.
A cut above a cut above horror reviews said he always had his face in a book, the little bookworm. Give me back my action movies said, I've heard of an earworm, but this is ridiculous. J-Mo got in touch.
What a wormly greeting.
Said, I up. Miss V like got in touch to say, said, I up. It's an A up.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
I up.
I up.
Miss V
like get under my skin.
Miss V like got in touch to say, you couldn't wriggle out of that one. Mr. Liam Williams, who often gives mad answers, just said, Hans Worm Hat.
Is he the one that said about the football one?
Yeah.
What?
Eat my goal. That's the same guy. When you Google it, Hans Worm Hat is a YouTuber. He's a conspiracy YouTuber, I think. So I think that's what he's going for. We found him?
Yeah, it looks like, yeah. Yeah, something to do with Always Sunny as well, apparently.
Mr. Danny McArdle got in touch to say, I wanted to tell a joke about worms, but the early bird would get it first.
Oh, very good. Very, very good.
Miss Beth Masterman said, didn't see that one coming. Come on now. Claire Trippett got in touch to say, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. We have a new contributor this week. Mr. Kyle. What?
Oh, was that at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, tunnelled out of his face.
Oh, light. Yeah, yeah.
I see what you did there.
Mr. Kyle Webb, who's a new contributor. Hi, Kyle. Got in touch to say, looks like he took the whole apple of my eye thing a bit too seriously.
As we return him to the earth, worm.
Mr. Jose Goico Valentin got in touch to say, Jose is from, I don't know where he's from.
Sweden.
Dagenham. Jose Goico Valentin.
Yeah,
from Sweden.
Sweden.
I think it must be an expression that we don't have in the UK. Why look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the worm in your own?
What?
That's a good expression.
That's mental.
I don't know what it means, though. Just Lindsay. A bit like Beyonce, just the name Lindsay, said, seeing is believing. Matthew James said he couldn't worm his way out of that one. Nathan Powell said, I just didn't see a way that they could worm their way out of this one.
Good.
Mr. Callum McGee said, he didn't see that one coming. And Mr. Rick Baker said, I bet he never saw that one coming. And then said, I bet that's a bingo. And I said, yeah, it is a bingo, actually. So they said, well, I'll do another one then. And they said, I bet he thought he could worm his way out of that one. And that's a bingo and all. So.
And did he? Nothing
I didn't tell him that.
No.
I thought this would be funnier. Just phone him now. Two bingos.
Phone him.
Rick, sorry, mate. You've got another bingo.
Phone Stuart.
I'm not going to phone him now. Put his kids to bed.
When?
What's the overall score on this? Oh, no, hang on. Before we talk about overall scores, we do need to talk about our new show, which we are recording behind the scenes. Lots of people are getting in touch saying, like, when Sci-Fi Guy's coming out, can we hear Sci-Fi Guys? So please, the Sci-Fi Guys. We're working on it. I don't think we have an actual release date, but it's going to be coming out late June, I think.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to let you know.
Yeah, you let us know.
Maybe, yeah.
We're stacking them up. I don't think it's a secret, is it?
No.
Paul's wife's having a baby. So we're stacking up a load of episodes so that he can go off and be a father for a little bit before he comes back to us.
Get bored and then come back.
Gets bored and comes recording more episodes. So we're stacking loads of them up. We've recorded about 10 episodes of the Sci-Fi Guys now. We'll be coming out about June. So you can follow it at the Sci-Fi Guys pod on Instagram, and then you'll be notified when the first episode launches, and then it'll be one every week, unlike this, which is just one when we can be bothered.
Yeah, there's some good films. Just in general. Yeah. No, there is some good films that we should do.
What's your favourite one, Rob?
Ooh, now you're asking.
Beauty.
I like 35mm film.
Yeah.
16mm is pretty good as well.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. I like the film you get on top of custard when you leave it out too long.
Yeah. No, there's some good ones on there, and I think we should look at some. Because basically, I don't want to do any rubbish films anymore. I just want to do good ones.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for one that we're definitely going to do, and I'm claiming it, is In a Violent Nature. Another Shudder one. That's going to be really good.
Fine.
It blew up when it went to a horror scream fest.
Is it out now?
No, so it came out in January. I can't remember which film festival it was, but basically it's coming out on Shudder at some point this year.
Do you know what it's about? Oh, we're not going there.
Yes, and it sounds brilliant.
Right, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Right. I'll find out when I watch it.
Chat about that.
All right, then, what's the final scores?
Final score's 8.
8.
Which puts it joint 14th with American Psycho, Rosemary's Baby, and Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, fine. I think
that's fair enough.
The little film that could, innit? I was going to say join us next week. Don't join us next week. There won't be 100 horrors next week, but they will come out as and when. So
is this coming out on Friday?
No, it's coming out whenever we can be bothered.
Aye.
Might come out on Wednesday. Might be tomorrow. Don't know. But whenever it comes out, listen up. Keep following us on Instagram. You'll find out when the next one comes out. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Take it easy. Bye.
Bye.
This has been 100 Horrors. Thank you for listening.